And as there were yesterday, a multitude of Dort College fans on hand for today's contest between the Dort College Defenders and the McPherson Bulldogs. We had the opportunity earlier today to visit with Coach Ross Dalma about the matchup between these two teams. And here in the quarterfinal round of the tournament, there aren't many secrets to be kept. And here is what the coach had to say about today's matchup with the Concordia McPherson Bulldogs. Let's visit with Coach Ross Dalma. Dort College getting set for their quarterfinal round contest with McPherson College. McPherson a winner yesterday, as was Dort College. And Coach, your third game in 4 days, and this is where it gets interesting, because teams have been eliminated. You're down to the final eight, and a lot of good teams remaining, and nothing comes easy here.
No, Mike, it doesn't. The eight teams that are left, there's not much of a gap between any of us at this point in time. The same, I guess, could be said for the previous round too. It's just a lot of parity here. It really comes down to teams that are willing to make plays, willing to be tough defensively, and just gut some things out, especially now going back-to-back days.
How do you scout for McPherson? Have you watched, or has your coaching staff watched their two games? How do you handle that down here?
Well, obviously they're on our side of the bracket, so we watch them play twice down here, and then we have to turn in a tape to the NAIA of ourselves. They have to turn in a tape, and then an exchange takes place. So we've had a chance to see them on tape. We had a chance to see them live, and then you go from there. Truth of the matter is, you really only have less than 24 hours anyway, so there's not a whole lot, wholesale changes that can be made, but you just really try to emphasize a few things and go from there.
What are those few things they have to emphasize with McPherson?
Well, they've got two outstanding players, number one, number 15, and I'm sure you'll get the names of the folks later, but those two guys are extremely dynamic, they're extremely athletic, and that's really, really where they ride some things. So we need to contain those guys. We have to be tough with the ball. We've had too many turnovers in the first two games here. McPherson's going to apply a lot of pressure. We need to be able to take care of it. And then, as you know, fouls are really hard to come by. So we're just going to have to find ways to get to the offensive glass and obviously to the defensive glass.
When you prepare for this kind of ball game, is that the first two games we've talked about, the opponents are really different from anybody we've seen up to this point. McPherson, can you say that they're like anybody that we have seen before, or at least similar to anyone we've seen before?
I think they have probably a little bit more athleticism than a lot of the teams in the GPAC, but in terms of how they play, they're similar to a lot of teams in our league. They spread the floor, they look to dribble, drive, and attack, they like to pitch for shots. They're a lot like Northwestern, that they really spread the floor and really utilize some of their shooters on the perimeter, and they've got a couple guys who really crash hard, really come hard to the offensive glass.
Three games in 4 days, how are the guys and the bodies holding up? It's the end of the season. It's been a long grind, and you cap it off with a lot of games and a lot of minutes in a short period of time. How are they holding up?
They're doing well. Obviously, there's a lot of adrenaline flowing, and that helps a lot. That'll ward off some of the soreness and stiffness. But, I really think that at this point in the season, we're fortunate to be as healthy as we are. I think throughout this season, we've really been spared from significant injuries and really feel blessed in that capacity as well. So I think we're ready to go. Whether we're good enough today or not, we'll certainly give it our best shot and find out.
That is Coach Ross Dalma talking about today's matchup with McPherson. Back with more after we hear who makes the broadcast of these NAIA basketball tournament games possible.
This NAIA National Tournament Basketball Game broadcast on KDCR is made possible in part by the following businesses. Prime Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Lamar's, and Sioux City, providing responsive solutions and competitively priced products. Dreesen Eye Care, with locations in Sioux Center and Hall. Optometrist Dr. Scott Dreesen, Dr. Peggy Dreesen, and Dr. Sherry Verhoof. Bauma Construction of Orange City, proudly serving Northwest Iowa for over 35 years, meeting all your general contracting needs. Authorized dealer of VP Steel Buildings. Sioux Center Center Mall, the one-stop shopping center. Whatever the shopping needs, start at the center. City of Sioux Center and the Sioux Center Municipal Utilities. Mao Motor Company in Sioux Center, Sioux County's Ford dealer. Premier Communications and iWireless of Sioux Center for voice, video, data, and cellular needs. Prinz Insurance, for protection under the wing. Offices in Sheldon and Sanborn. Snyder Insurance of Sioux Center, specializing in life, individual health, and Medicare supplements. Walstra Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Sioux Center. Vanderhegs Incorporated, proud sponsor of this year's Dort men's basketball team, providing trucks and meeting parts and equipment needs. Vanderhegs, serving the Midwest and the nation since 1939. Joe's TV and Appliance, for service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Sioux Center Chiropractic and Dr. Larry Armstrong, integrating chiropractic functional medicine and specializing in lifestyle-related chronic health problems. Beaver Optometric Clinic of Sioux Center, offering optometric services and a large selection of eyewear. Renee's Salon and Spa. Appointments can now be made online at reneessalonspa.com. And by Visser Elevator Incorporated of Sioux Center, family-owned and operated since 1946, meeting corn and bean selling needs year-round. Proudly serving the poultry and swine industry in Northwest Iowa.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's continue on with our pregame coverage. The McPherson Bulldogs are 32-3 this season. They finished the year as the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference regular season champ. They had a 16-2 record. They also won the 18 postseason tournament in the KCAC. The losses for McPherson are to Hastings 106-105, Southwestern Kansas 78-58, and St. Mary of Kansas 73-50. The Bulldogs have been ranked in the top 10 in all but one poll this season. McPherson has two winning streaks of 10 games along with strings of 5-7. Bulldogs are currently on one of those 10-game winning streaks and have been in 17 games this season, decided by less than 10 points. Coach Tim Schwartzenjuber's team is averaging 78.1 points per game. It allows 67.8 points per outing. Bulldogs are making 42.7% of their field goal attempts, and they allow teams 38.8% success from the floor. McPherson owns a 42.9 to 38.3 rebounding advantage. They turn it over 13 times and force 17 turnovers per game. Aaron Frazier tops the team with an 18.2 points per game average to go with 5.8 rebounds, and he makes 50.1% of his field goal attempts. Frazier was the player of the year in the KCAC, with Samson Shivers knocking down 16 points per game to go with 3.9 rebounds per contest. Chris Crawford and Jordan Crawford toss in 11.6 and 10.3 points per game respectively. Jordan Crawford is grabbing 9.1 rebounds per outing. Shivers is the top three-point threat with 79 made three-pointers out of 227 attempts. For the Dort College Defenders, they're 30-4 this season. That is a school record 30 wins. They finished the GPAC season with a 17-3 mark. Dort College has had winning streaks of 15-9 games this year. They went 4-3 at one point from December 17th to January 21st. Their other loss was in the GPAC finals to Northwestern. Dort College is putting up 81.1 points per game. They give up 69.7 points per contest. The Defenders convert 51.4% of their field goal attempts and allow 43% success for their opponents. Dort College out-rebounds teams 37.8 to 29.6, and they are 607 of 844 from the free throw line for 71.9%, and opponents are 395 for 571 from the charity stripe. Trevor Walterstorff has a 14.9 points per game average to go with 5.2 rebounds. Jordan Vogel's making 13.3 points per game and has lifted his rebounding average to 6.7. Cliff Warner adds 13.1 points per game and averages just over 4 assists per contest while converting 46.4% of his three-point shots. Chris Seaver scores 11.4 points per game and is the team-high 63.6% shooting percentage. Austin Conti has a 10 points per game scoring average. Kyle Lindberg is at 8.4 points per game. Tyler Walterstorff and Sean Kaiser add 4.3 and 3.8 points per game, respectively. These two teams have had some common opponents. McPherson played Hastings twice this season. They also faced Doan. Bulldogs split with Hastings, getting an 87-82 win over the Bulldogs on November 12th. They then lost to the Broncos by a 106-105 margin on November 26th. The day before, on November the 25th, the Bulldogs turned away Doan by a 68-58 margin. Dort College went 4-0 in conference play against those two teams. This will be the first meeting between these two teams on record. McPherson has qualified for three NAI national tournaments in a row. 2 years ago, the Bulldogs lost to Dakota Wesley in the first round. Last year, the Bulldogs were victorious in the first two rounds over Embry-Riddle and Warner Pacific. They lost in the quarterfinals to eventual champion Cornerstone 87-52. Door College is making their second visit to the NAI Division II National Tournament. Lost in the first round to Lindenwood in 2006. Door College qualified for the NAI National Tournament in Kansas City, Missouri in 1988. Advanced to the quarterfinal round that year as well. We'll be back to take a look at how these two teams arrived at this point right after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR. Let's take a look at how these two teams arrived at this point. McPherson won a 69-63 overtime decision over Dakota State in the opening round of the tournament. Aaron Frazier had 26 points and 11 rebounds to go with 3 assists and 3 steals. Samson Shivers, Jake Reinhart, and Jordan Crawford all had 10 points. The Bulldogs went 1 of 10 from the 3-point line, but they'd held a 45-37 rebounding advantage in that contest. The Bulldogs controlled most of the game with St. Thomas yesterday, 86-74. McPherson was 42 of 38 at the half and outscored St. Thomas 44-36 in the second half. Frazier was again the leader with 23 points and 8 rebounds. North College was won a 63-54 decision over Cal Maritime way back on Wednesday. Seems like a long time ago already. It was tied 50-50 late in the contest. North College then pulled away, scoring 13 of the last 17 points for the win. The game featured 4 ties. Maritime did not lead in the second half. North College converted 26 of 51 shots. Trevor Walterstorff led North College with 19 points, 10 rebounds. Cliff Warner had 15 points and 6 rebounds. The defenders had to hang on for a 77-70 win over Warner Pacific yesterday. They led 39-22 at the half. Defenders withstood a 16-point run from the 13-minute mark till the 8-minute mark, but never gave up the lead in winning its 30th game of the season in 34 starts. The defenders were paced by Cliff Warner with 26 points and 6 rebounds. Austin Kachi had 17 points. Jordan Vogel had 14. North College made 24 of 45 shots from the floor and 10 of 25 three-pointers. They converted 19 of 24 free throws. Chris Sievers came off of the bench to score 7 points, and he grabbed 5 rebounds. The winner of this game advances on to the semifinals on Monday, March the 12th at 6 o'clock to face the winner of the Northwood-Northwest contest being played this afternoon at 5 o'clock. Let's take a look then at the starting lineups for today's basketball game. First of all, for McPherson. They will start number 1, Aaron Frazier, a 6-foot senior from McPherson, Kansas, by way of Barton County Community College. He is averaging 18.2 points per game. Number 4 is Mike Atwater. He's a 5'7 junior from Wichita, Kansas, by way of Cowley County Community College. He averages 2.4 points per contest. Samson Shivers is a 6-foot sophomore wearing number 15. He averages 16 points per game. He is from Houston, Texas, by way of Houston Community College. Number 21 is Jake Reinhart, a 6'6 junior from Walton, Kansas, by way of Butler Community College, averaging 2.3 points per game. And number 23 is Jordan Crawford, a 6'5 senior from McPherson, Kansas. He's there by way of Central Christian College. He is averaging 10.3 points per game. Again for McPherson, it'll be Frazier, Atwater, Shivers, Reinhart, and Crawford. For the North College defenders, they will go with their regular starting lineup, the starting lineup we have seen most of the season. The only time they've deviated from that starting lineup is when they've had injuries. They will start number 11, Cliff Warner. Warner is a 5'10 junior from Altoona, Iowa. He's averaging 13.1 points per game. Number 21 is Austin Kachi, a 6'4 sophomore from Orange City, averaging 10 points per contest. And we are going to pause now for the playing of our national anthem and get to the rest of our starting lineup right after that. Thank you. continuing on then with our starting lineup for today's men's basketball game. I told you about Walterstorff and Warner. I've also told you about Austin Kachi. Walterstorff averaging 15 points per ballgame, or just a shade under it. Number 31 is Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh is a 6'6 sophomore from Margate, Florida. He's averaging 8.4 points per game. Number 43 is Jordan Vogel. Vogel is a 6'7 junior from Rock Valley, Iowa, averaging 13.3 points per contest. Off of the bench, we anticipate seeing Dort College's T.J. Malone. He's appeared in all 34 games as a reserve for the defenders this season. Sean Kaiser's averaging 3.8 points per game. Tyler Walterstorff wears number 35. He is a freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 4.3 points per game. And Chris Severs is a 6'7 junior. He'll appear off of the bench. He's from Huxley, Iowa. He's averaging 11.4 points per contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Moments away from the start of today's basketball game, let's take one more break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Brought to Boers and Agents, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. They're on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Back with more after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College fans are here in force again this weekend. Bigger crowd than yesterday as we gained a few people who drove up from Northwest Iowa, Southwest Minnesota, and Southeast South Dakota for today's contest. The Dort College Defenders and McPherson Bulldogs getting set for the quarterfinal round. The Dort College Defenders in their road black jerseys with white numbers trimmed out in yellow. McPherson Bulldogs in their white jerseys with red numbers trimmed out in black. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Jordan Vogel against Jake Reinholdt to tip it up. Both teams defending the tip, and Dort College will control it. Austin Kachi hands it off to Cliff Warner, and we are underway. Warner passes right side over to Kachi. Kachi had the hot hand early yesterday. He scored 17 points, got 5 3-pointers to go. Jordan Vogel over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Warner. Warner with the basketball. They double-team him. Back over to Lindbergh. Baseline jumper, left it short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Jordan Crawford. Crawford hands it off, brings it up the floor quickly to Aaron Frazier. Frazier will pull up. He'll put up a three and hit it. Aaron Frazier off the bounce, able to knock down the three-point basket. And the Dort College defenders trail 3-0. I don't think Dort College has led early in any of the two games, the two other games they've played down here in the past 3 days. Lindbergh with the basketball in the corner. Right side it goes to Cliff Warner. Warner on the right side. Just underway. 3-0 our score. Walterstorff for the basketball. Puts it on the floor. Lindbergh over to Kachi. Kachi on the left wing. Austin beyond the three-point line. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Walterstorff high post Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. He's going to put up the 17-footer from straight on, and he hit it. Kyle Lindbergh with a two-point basket, and Dort College trails 3-2. 3-2 our score into the front court. Bulldogs with it. Samson Shivers, guarded by Austin Kachi. Pass comes high post, actually springing out to the half-court stripe is Reinhardt. Reinhardt passes right side back over to Shivers. Shivers high post to Crawford. Crawford with the basketball. Crawford to Frazier. Frazier driving in, dumps it off. Free throw line jumper for Reinhardt. He'll put it up and hit it. Two-point basket for Reinhardt. That's nearly his average. Dort College trails 5-2. Trevor Walterstorff over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh hands it off to Warner. Warner with the basketball guarded there by Mike Atwater. With the basketball is Warner. Warner, they jump out to try and jam him. They get it, Kachi. Kachi, Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Back over to Cliff. Cliff squares up. Three-pointer in and out. No good. Rebound, though, taken away by Vogel. Vogel gets it right side back over to Warner. Warner with the ball. Gives it up to Kachi. Kachi driving down to the baseline. Cut off. Out front, Vogel. Vogel, Walterstorff. Walterstorff right side. Warner. Warner with it on the right wing. Warner's pass into the lane. Tipped. Controlled by Warner. Warner underneath. Kachi. Kachi off of the glass. Good. Austin Kachi with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 5-4, 17:43 left to play first half. We are just underway. We've just gotten a good start to today's basketball game. With it on the right side is Atwater. Atwater looking for the cut to the basket from Frazier. Atwater will square up, 18-footer, hit it. Atwater with the open 17-footer from straight on. Dort College trails 7-4. So far, neither team coming up with a stop. Kachi goes left side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Swings it right side, Warner. Warner off the bounce underneath Vogel. Vogel with it. Has it stripped. Gets it away. And we've got a foul on the play called on number one, Aaron Frazier, for McPherson. So McPherson commits the foul on the baseline. 17:08 left to play in the first half. 7-4, McPherson up. Dort College inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Cliff Warner. Warner to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Looking, still looking, gets it into Kachi. Squares up, three is going to be short, no good. Rebound though, Walt. Waltz kicks it back outside Vogel. Vogel, Kachi. Kachi too strong off of the glass, no good. Think he was surprised at how open he was. He hit it too hard off of the glass from straight on. Driving in is Frazier. Frazier's going to drive in, draw the foul. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Aaron Frazier to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Trevor Walterstorff picks up the personal foul. So he drove down the left side of the lane. His right-handed shot was off of the mark, but he will go to the free throw line to shoot two. He's shot a ton of free throws this season. He's got a three-pointer to his credit already. This will be his 190th and 191st free throw shot, and he's made 149 for 78%. He makes the first one. It's 8-4. Another free throw on the way for Frazier. Frazier's free throw is up and through. So Frazier with 5 points, and the Dort College defenders find themselves down 9-4. Warner with the basketball. He comes over to Lindberg. Lindberg throws it away, trying to find Kachi. And into the front court with the basketball. McPherson, they throw it away. Dort College across the timeline. Kachi. Kachi has it wrestled away, but the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Reinhardt. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College to throw it in near the McPherson bench to the left side of the scorer's table as you sit behind the scorer's table. Walterstorff hands it off to Warner. Warner over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball on the right side. Dort College down 9-4. Kachi dribbles. Three. Left wing. Got it. Three-point basket. Austin Kachi. He's got five. And the Dort College defenders trail 9-7. Bulldog basketball. Pass comes out front. Shivers. Shivers will drive. Kicks it outside. With the basketball is Crawford. And we've got a travel called against Adam Bruner. Well, both teams now settling down. You're about 4 minutes into the contest. We need somebody to inbound the basketball. Dort College will go with Severs and Vogel on the floor right now together. Lindberg checks out of the ballgame. They get the ball inbounded to Walterstorff. Walterstorff hands it off to Warner. Warner has Walterstorff running some interference for him. Now he'll clear out. Here comes Warner with the basketball, right-hand side. Warner on the right wing, Dort College down 9-7. Austin Kachi, three-pointer, catch and shoot, halfway down, pops back out. Ball's loose, it's down on the floor, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by McPherson, it'll be Dort College basketball. Well, Kachi's three was halfway down, and it refused to go down. Dort College trailing 9-7. So it appears McPherson willing to give Dort College the outside shot. They've got to knock some down. Pass goes in, Severs. Severs wheels into the lane. 10-footer hook shot off the heel, no good. A little bit too far out of his range for that hook shot. Here come the Bulldogs. Back the other way, Bruner. Bruner passes left side. They get it underneath. And ball's tapped, controlled by McPherson. And a three-pointer off the busted play for Jordan Crawford. And he knocks it down. 12-7 our score. 12-7 back to a five-point lead for the Bulldogs. Warner with it out front, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf looking down low for Severs. Comes over to Kachi. Kachi right side, Warner. Warner trying to pass it down low. The ball's tipped, controlled by McPherson. McPherson with the basketball. They come over to Shivers. Shivers driving in. Nothing there. Kachi able to hold him off. Pass goes left side. Three-pointer on the way. Shivers missed it badly. No good. Rebound taken away by Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf back over to Warner. Warner to Kachi. Kachi catches on the right wing. Back over to Warner. Warner, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf into the lane. Puts it up, and he's fouled on the play. And that's foul number two on Aaron Frazier. So Trevor Walthersdorf will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot a pair of free throws. 12-7. Dort College is down 5. 15 minutes left to play, first half. Both teams like to score a lot of points. Dort College averaging 81. McPherson averaging 78. So Frazier has just picked up his second personal. Free throw by Walt is up and down. First free throw for Walthersdorf today. This will be his 150th free throw shot this season. He has made 95 up to this point. He's got another one on the way. 15 minutes remaining first half. 12-8, McPherson leads. Second free throw high off the heel, no good. And the rebound is taken away by McPherson. So Dort College trails by 4, 12-8. Dort College has not led in this contest. Bringing the basketball up is Shivers. Taken away by Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner into traffic. Gives it off Severs. Severs into the lane. His shot from 8, no good. Rebound taken away by McPherson. Coming up with it, it was Woods. Woods hands it off right side. McPherson, a shot from 17, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Here's Dort College in transition. Cliff into the front court with a basketball. Warner passes it off to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Kaiser. Sean checked in at the last break. Tyler Walthersdorf, right wing. It goes over to Cliff. Cliff with the basketball, Kaiser. Kaiser up the dribble, left side. Nothing there, over to Walthersdorf. Tyler to Trevor. Trevor, bounce pass down low, Severs. Severs, bounce pass back over to Trevor. Trevor trying to thread the needle. That was Tyler trying to thread the needle. Turns it over, though. Here comes McPherson. McPherson with the basketball. 12-8 our score. With the basketball out front is Bruner for McPherson. Picks up his dribble in a bad spot. He's still looking for someone. Gets it away right side over to Mason Hewitt. Hewitt jump stop in the lane. Nothing there. Hands it off. Shot is up. Hangs on the rim and drops through for McPherson and Adam Bruner. Bruner with the two-point basket. Dort College trails by 6, 14-8. Into the front court, right side, Kaiser. Kaiser with it on the wing. Sean gets it out front, Trevor. Trevor left side, Cliff. Cliff Warner with a basketball. Cliff on the left wing, now Tyler Walthersdorf. Sean Kaiser, right side, three-pointer, no good. Dort College doesn't have their legs into the shot so far today. And they trail by 6, 14-8, 13-15 remaining. Pass comes right side, Shivers. Beg your pardon, that's Crawford. Chris Crawford with it on the left elbow. He comes back over to Adam Bruner. Bruner with it on the wing. Bruner will back it out near midcourt. He's going to set it up. Drives in against Cliff Warner. Nothing there. Looking for the backdoor cut. Instead, they come back out front to Dante Woods. Woods pulls it out to Bruner. Bruner will run a set play. 7 seconds to shoot. Driving right side. Severs cuts him off. They get it right side. Three-pointer fading away. Missed it. No good. Tap in, though, by McPherson and Mason Hewitt. Hewitt able to find a seam down the middle of the lane, and Dort College trails by 8, 16-8. 16-8 our score. Cliff Warner out front. Warner with it, left side, comes back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Tyler. Tyler, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by McPherson. McPherson taking advantage of the cold Dort College shooting to start. They're shooting for a double-digit lead here, and they throw it away. Dort College will get the basketball back, trailing 16-8, 12-21 remaining, first half. 12:21 left to play, first half of action. So far, McPherson's quickness has given Dort College some trouble. And the defenders need to find a way to regroup. Lindbergh double-teamed, looking for someone to give it to. Gets it to Vogel. Vogel underneath Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf on the block. Puts it up with a right-hand shot, no good. Rebound tapped in, saved by Kachi, but it's taken away by Atwater for McPherson. McPherson comes up with a loose basketball, and here come the Bulldogs. Bulldogs for the basketball, and a foul called out front on Cliff Warner. Warner whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on Warner. Team foul number two on the defenders. 11:55 left to play in the first half. McPherson with the basketball. Dort College needs to put together a run. 11:50 left to play. Got to get a couple stops and a couple buckets. Right now, the momentum behind McPherson. With it on the right side is Atwater. Atwater on the right wing. He dumps it down into the corner. With it is Reinhardt. Reinhardt, 15-footer, is good. Reinhardt with four. Dort College trails by 10, 18-8. Pass comes right side, Kachi. Kachi, Waltersdorf, Waltersdorf, Warner. Warner, three-pointer, bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket for Cliff Warner. Dort College needed that bucket. 18-11 our score. 11:15 left to play in the half. Bulldog basketball, right side, Crawford. Crawford with it at the top of the key. He's working against Lindbergh. Picks up his dribble, gives to Atwater. Atwater pulls it out. Atwater passes right side, gives it to Jordan Crawford. Crawford back over to Atwater. Atwater into the lane. Nothing there. Goes back right side to Jordan Crawford, and Crawford dribbles it off of his foot out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Trevor Waltersdorf checks out of the ballgame. Tyler's back in. On the floor for the defenders, Lindbergh, Warner, Tyler Waltersdorf, Austin Kachi, and Jordan Vogel for the defenders. Warner in the backcourt with the basketball. Cliff Warner with it. Gets it across half court. Sets the offense now against Atwater. Pass goes inside for Vogel. Vogel down on the floor to get it. Gets it back over to Warner. Warner with it on the right side. Cliff with the basketball out front, working on Atwater. Goes high post to Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. He turns, faces, gives back over to Warner. Warner off the bounce. Three, got it. Cliff Warner with back-to-back threes, and Dort College trails by 4, 18-14. 18-14, our score. With the basketball, McPherson. McPherson comes right side with it as Miller. Miller to Atwater. Atwater hesitates, drives in, kick out. Three on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound, though, taken away, weak side by McPherson. Shot blocked by Lindbergh. Rebound taken away by McPherson on the loose ball. Jordan Crawford, three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken down by Vogel. Vogel with the outlet pass over to Cliff. Cliff into the front court. Dort College down by four. Cliff with the basketball. He's got the hot hand. Thought about the three. Gets it over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi gives it over to Tyler. Tyler gives it underneath Vogel. Vogel puts it up in the lane. Shot blocked. Rebound taken away by McPherson. McPherson with the basketball. McPherson gets it back. Mike Atwater will bring it up. 18-14. We've reached the halfway point of this first half. McPherson with the basketball, Atwater. Atwater driving in, dumps it off. Shot is up, no good. Rebound taken away by McPherson. Shot on the baseline is up, no good, but a foul on the play called on on Dort College. Kyle Lindbergh whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. And free throws on the way now for Jordan Crawford. Crawford fouled in the act of shooting. That's the call, at least. So he'll shoot a pair here. First free throw by Jordan Crawford is up and good. Back to a five-point ball game for McPherson. 9:17 left to play in the first half. Another free throw on the way for Crawford. Crawford with 4 points. And he missed that one. Got his own rebound back, though, and that cannot happen. Crawford with the putback. It's a three-point possession for McPherson. And the Dort College defenders caught looking. Pass comes right side over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi gives Warner. Warner right side, Tyler. Tyler, 17-footer, got it. Two-point basket for Tyler Waltersdorf. Right baseline shot. Dort College trails 21-16. 21-16, our score. McPherson with the basketball. They drive in. Baseline. Give it up. Shot is good. Jordan Crawford able to break back door. Makes it 23-16. McPherson up by 7, 8:40 left to play in the first half. Warner passes right side over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Now Waltersdorf, Tyler, right side Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. High post Vogel. Vogel puts it on the floor. Double team. Back outside Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner, three. Make it rain. Three-point basket by Cliff Warner. He's got nine. Dort College trails 23-19. 8:15 left to go in the first half. Dort College back to within four. They pass left side. With it is Powers. Powers with the basketball. Gives it up. Bruner on the wing. Bruner out front to Shivers. Shivers, 17-footer. Left it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Tyler Waltersdorf. Tyler quickly up the floor with the basketball. He kicks right side Kachi. Kachi, Warner, catch, fire, three. Bang, bang, bang! Cliff Warner scorching! 23-22, Dort College down by one. 7:43 left to play, first half. With it right side, they drive in, puts it up, and a blocking foul called on Cliff Warner. So Cliff Warner has just picked up his second personal foul. T.J. Malone's going to check back into the game. He's going to check into the game for the first time, I should say. The basket was good for Adam Bruner. Bruner will go to the free throw line to shoot for the three-point play. 25-22, McPherson up by three. Free throw coming for Bruner. He's a 61% free throw shooter. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Adam Bruner with the two plus one, that is. And the defenders trail by four, 26-22. Sean Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser gives it away to Vogel. Vogel over to T.J. Malone. Malone will run the offense. Cliff Warner on the bench with two personal fouls right now. 7:22 and counting, first half. Dort College down four. Right side, Kaiser on the wing. Kaiser with it into the corner, Vogel. Vogel with the basketball back over to Kaiser. Kaiser gives it up, Sievers. Sievers, Vogel. Vogel squaring up, nothing there. Sievers into the lane. He has a block. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. He'll bring it into the front court. Three-point, or you should say a half-court shot just in front of the shot clock buzzer was no good as it hit off. And the North College defenders give the basketball up on the shot clock violation as the half-court shot by Kaiser failed to draw iron. Driving back door, shot in the lane, no good. Rebound fought for. Coming away with it, though, is Joey Powers. Powers with a putback. Dort College trails 28-22. Dort College down six. 6:30 left to play in the first half. Malone with the basketball on the right side. Malone over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. He goes back over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Walthersdorf, Walthersdorf, TJ. TJ right wing. TJ looking down low for Sievers. Sievers to Lindbergh. Lindbergh left side, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser puts it on the floor one time. Now Sievers in the lane. His 10-footer off the heel gets it to go. Chris Sievers with his first 2 points today, and the North College defenders trail 28-24. 6 minutes remaining, first half. With the basketball out front is Jordan Crawford. Crawford gives it up to Bruner. Bruner into the corner. Comes back over to Bruner now. Bruner gives it right side, Crawford. Crawford back to Bruner. Bruner with the basketball. Bruner on the left side gets it to Powers. Powers lob pass down low. They pass it into the lane. Kick out pass, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Sievers. Sievers over to Vogel. Vogel to TJ. TJ with the basketball. TJ throws it behind Trevor Walthersdorf out of bounds. It'll be McPherson basketball. 5.5 minutes left to go in the first half. McPherson 28, Dort College 24. These two teams have been ranked in the top 10 for most of the season, hovering in the top 5 most of the year as well. McPherson to inbound the basketball. Bringing it up will be Crawford. He hands it off to Atwater. Atwater working against T.J. Malone. He passes right side. They get it on the wing to Crawford. Jordan Crawford gives it up to Chris Crawford. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound fought for, and we've got a foul called over the back on Mason Hewitt. Hewitt a banger inside, and this is just like we've seen the previous two games. It's going to be very physical. And the North College defenders inbound the basketball. They bring it up. Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the ball. He'll bring it up right side over to Kaiser. Kaiser with it. Kaiser looking for Walt. Walt will drive in. Draws the contact. No call made. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Off of the glass. Good. You gotta crash the boards. You play until you get a foul called on you. 28-26, Dort College down two. With the basketball is McPherson. McPherson over to Shivers. Shivers with it on the right side. He's going to drive in, stripped by T.J. Malone, and a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be McPherson basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. McPherson to inbound the basketball. 28-26, Bulldogs lead by two. 4:45 remaining. Shooter got free. Three, no good. Rebound taken down by Vogel. Vogel hands it off to TJ. TJ into the front court. TJ Malone with the basketball on the left wing. Malone picks it up right side, Kaiser. Thought about the three. thinks about it again, gets it over to Walthersdorf on the baseline. Walthersdorf out front, Kaiser for the lead. Yes! Three-point basket, Sean Kaiser. Dort College trails, leads 29-28. Dort College trailed at 1 point, 18-8. They've outscored McPherson 21-10 since that point to take their first lead of the ballgame. Atwater with the basketball. He drives in. Kick out pass. Spin move into lane, and Malone dives down on the double team. It'll be Dort College basketball on the travel. If there is one player who has thrived on this more physical play, it has been TJ Malone. Malone has stuck his nose right in on several double teams and forced several turnovers during this tournament. Pass comes in to Tyler Walthersdorf. Dort College with the lead in the basketball for the first time today. Looking to build on the one-point advantage. Pass goes left side, Tyler. Tyler Walthersdorf for the basketball. Out front, Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to TJ. TJ right side. TJ gives underneath Tyler. Tyler to Kaiser. Kaiser drops it off Vogel. Vogel with the dunk! Finishes! And he goes to the free throw line for one! Jordan Vogel, with a man hanging on him, went up, slammed it home, and he'll go to the free throw line for the end one opportunity. Jordan Vogel finishes at the rim. Dort College leads 31-28. Free throw on the way for Jordan, up and down. That got the Dort College crowd up off their feet, up on their feet, a few of them off their feet as well. 32-28, Vogel took it up and didn't mind the contact. Steal by Malone in the front court. Here comes Dort College, 3-on-1. Back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh drives in and a blocking foul. Kyle Lindbergh hit the deck hard. Trying to slide over was Mike Atwater, and Atwater commits the personal. Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Kyle Lindbergh shaken up on the play. Let's see if he's given a little bit of time to catch his breath. Hit the floor awfully hard, did Lindbergh. Neither team's used a timeout yet this afternoon. 3:35 left to go in the half. 32-28, Dort College by four. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and Kyle hits that one too strong off the heel. Awfully tough to make these free throws after that sequence. Let's see if he can settle the heart rate down and get one to go. Free throw on the way for Lindbergh. He is up. And rattles it, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Atwater. 32-28, Dort College misses the free throws. Driving in, nothing there. They get it back out front, Atwater. Atwater, kick out pass comes over to Jordan Crawford. Crawford nearly throws it away. He does. Taken away by TJ. TJ with the basketball. TJ wants to drive the floor, lays it up, and we've got a charging foul called, oh my goodness gracious. TJ Malone gets called for a charging foul on the other end. It has been a 50-50 proposition on charge block calls, as it is most of the season today. 3:18 remaining in the first half. Dort College by four. They just missed a couple of opportunities to build on the lead. TJ Malone with the basketball on the defense. Atwater with it. Atwater bringing it up against Malone. Malone, the lone senior on the Dort College roster. They pass left side, get it over to Crawford. Jordan Crawford back over to Atwater. Atwater on the left side. Atwater down to the baseline. Reverse layup is good. I was just going to say he doesn't drive in very often. He's not very tall, but he gets that one to go on the reverse. And the Dort College defender lead is 32-30. With it on the left side is Walthersdorf. Tyler with the basketball. Three new players waiting to check in. Make it four now. They pass it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh facing up. Reverses Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Sean at the elbow. Nothing there, Vogel. Vogel with it on the top of the key. Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking out front. Threw it away. Turnover, Dort College. It'll be McPherson basketball. 32-30, Dort College up. Kaiser, Lindbergh, Tyler Walthersdorf, TJ Malone all check out. On the floor for the defenders, the original starting five, minus Lindbergh, plus Severs. So that's Vogel, Trevor Walthersdorf, Warner, and Kachi. With it on the right side is Crawford. Two-pointer is up and good. So Samson Shivers gets the pass from Crawford, ties it up at 32. This is our first tie of the basketball game. Warner with the basketball out front. This is Cliff with it. He's playing with two personals. 1:58 remaining. First half. Left side pass goes over to Kachi. Kachi drops it down low for Severs. They don't double team him. He turns with the right. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So two free throws on the way for Chris Severs. 1:51 left to play in the half. We're tied up 32-32. First free throw by Chris is up and down. Severs, a 73% free throw shooter. His 130th free throw shot this season. Here comes number 131. He's made 95 up to this point. T.J. Malone's going to check into the ballgame if Severs makes the free throw. And he does so. Not a bad strategy there to get Warner off of the floor for the defensive possession. He's playing with two personals. Malone will guard the ball handler. Bringing it up is Bruner. Bruner gives it off to Shivers. Shivers guarded by Kachi. Here's Bruner. Bruner drives in. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Fight for the basketball. It's taken away by Vogel. Vogel hands it off to Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Severs hurt on the play. Shaking his hand. That's the left hand. Into the lane is Walterstorff. Walterstorff shot no good. Rebound taken away by McPherson. McPherson with the basketball. They give it up Shivers. Shivers is going to drive in. Kick out pass. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Chris Severs. 1:12 remaining in the ball in the first half. Dort College 34. McPherson 32. T.J. Malone passes left side over to Trevor Walterstorff. Now Vogel. Vogel spins into the lane. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to try and extend the Dort College lead. Severs still holding that left hand. Might have jammed a finger. Looks like he's trying to pull it. Jordan Vogel to shoot a pair. Dort College in the bonus from here on out. In and out, no good. Another one on the way for Jordan Vogel. Chris Severs will check out of the basketball game. 101 remaining, first half. Vogel trying to make it a three-point basketball game. Dort College in front. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Vogel. He's 2 for 3 today. He's got 4 points. 35-32. McPherson basketball under a minute left to go in the half. With it out front, McPherson. McPherson, Bruner. Bruner passes right side, Shivers. Shivers stops at the free throw line. Nothing there. Comes back over to Reinhardt. Reinhardt to Bruner. Bruner with the basketball. Bruner left side, Crawford. Jordan Crawford with it. Crawford gives left side down to the baseline, and we've got a foul called on Dort College before the shot. That's team foul number 6 on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Kyle Lindberg. That's number 2 on him. 35.3 seconds remaining in this half. T.J. Malone checks out of the ball game. Cliff Warner checks back in. McPherson throws it in over the top. They get it to Shivers. Shivers out front. They can hold for the final shot of the half. They give it up left side. Bruner. Bruner with the basketball. Bruner out front. They want to run an isolation, it appears. Now Bruner will bring it back to the top. 17 seconds remaining in the half. Bruner with the basketball. He's at the center jump circle. Waiting. Now he's going to make his move to the right wing. Looking, passes out front, Crawford. Crawford puts it up under pressure, shot no good, rebound taken away by Vogel. 2 seconds left, 1 second left, and he throws up the desperation heave that is off of the mark. And the Dort College defenders go to the locker room up 35-32 in this quarterfinal round contest at the NAIA Men's Division II National Basketball Tournament. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from the following businesses. This national tournament broadcast made possible by Visser Elevator Incorporated of Sioux Center, family owned and operated since 1946, meeting corn and bean selling needs year round, proudly serving the poultry and swine industry in Northwest Iowa. Also made possible by Renee's Salon and Spa. Appointments can now be made online at reneesalonspa.com. By the Beaver Optometric Clinic of Sioux Center, offering optometric services and a large selection of eyewear. Sioux Center Chiropractic and Dr. Larry Armstrong, integrating chiropractic functional medicine and specializing in lifestyle-related chronic health problems. Also made possible by Sioux Center Chiropractic, we told you about them, Joe's TV and Appliance, for service you know, guaranteed by Joe. By Vander Hags Incorporated, a proud sponsor of this year's Dort men's basketball team, providing trucks and meeting parts and equipment needs. Vander Hags serving the Midwest of the nation since 1939. By Wallstra Plumbing and Heating, Wallstra Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Sioux Center. By Snyder Insurance of Sioux Center, specializing in life, individual health, and Medicare supplements. By Prince Insurance, for protection under the wing, Prince Insurance in Sheldon and Sanborn. Also made possible by Premier Communications and iWireless of Sioux Center for voice, video, and data cellular needs. By Ma Motor Company of Sioux Center, Sioux County's Ford dealer. By the City of Sioux Center and the Sioux Center Municipal Utilities. The Sioux Center Center Mall, the one-stop shopping center. Whatever the shopping needs, start at the center. By Bauma Construction of Orange City, proudly serving Northwest Iowa for over 35 years, meeting all your general contracting needs, authorized dealer of BP Steel Buildings. By Dreesen Eye Center, with locations in Sioux Center and Hall, optometrist Dr. Scott Dreesen, Dr. Peggy Dreesen, and Dr. Sherry Berhoof. By Prime Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Lamar's, and Sioux City, providing responsive solutions and competitively priced products. A thank you again to our 2012 NAIA National Tournament basketball game underwriters for this game and all of the games Dort College is involved in at the NAIA Division II Men's National Basketball Tournament. Back with more after this. Well, as has been the case through most of these tournament games, Dort College slow in starting but closing quickly. Leading 35-32 at halftime after trailing early in this one 18-8. Dort College took their first lead of the basketball game on a three-pointer by, I believe it was Sean Kaiser, to make it 29-28. Dort College stretched the lead up to 32-28, had an opportunity to extend the lead, missed some free throws. And they go into the locker room up 35-32. Foul trouble, Aaron Frazier saddled with two fouls for McPherson. He sat much of the first half. Dort College's Cliff Warner also with two personal fouls. He sat about 6 minutes in the first half. Kyle Lindbergh also with two fouls for the defenders. Dort College led by Cliff Warner's 12 points. McPherson is topped by Jordan Crawford unofficially with 8 points as well. Let's take another break and be back with a look at the numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. We're Values Matter member FDIC, and a thank you as well to People's Bank for sponsoring and putting on the receptions prior to and after basketball games here at the NAI National Basketball Tournament. Thank you to People's Bank for stepping forward and taking care of that. Today's broadcast also made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. The numbers look like this. Dort College, 12 for 27 from the floor, 44.4%, 6 of 11 on threes, 55%, 5 of 9 on free throws, 55.6%. Rebounding, McPherson 17, Dort College 15, 6 of those offensive for McPherson. Turnovers, Dort College 7, McPherson charged with 8. Cliff Warner leads Dort College with 12 points, 5 for Austin Kachi, 4 each for Kyle Lindbergh, Jordan Vogel, and Chris Severs. 3 for Sean Kaiser, 2 for Tyler Walterstorff, 1 for Trevor Walterstorff. For McPherson College, Jordan Crawford has 8 points, 5 for Aaron Frazier, 5 for Adam Bruner, 4 for Jake Reinhardt, 4 for Mike Atwater, and 2 for Sam Shivers, Samson Shivers that is, 2 for Joey Powers, and 2 for Mason Hewitt. Rebound totals. Jordan Vogel with 5 rebounds, 3 for Chris Severs, 2 for Sean Kaiser, and 2 for Trevor Walterstorff. For McPherson College, 5 for Jordan Crawford, 2 for Mike Atwater, and 2 for Joey Powers, 3 for Mason Hewitt. 2 assists each for Cliff Warner and Austin Kachi. 2 assists for Chris Crawford. Steals, T.J. Malone leads Dort College with a pair. Cliff Warner and Kyle Lindbergh with 1 each. For McPherson, 1 steal each for Samson Shivers, Chris Crawford, and Adam Bruner. That's a tight one. You'd expect nothing less at the NAI National Basketball Tournament, especially when you get into the quarterfinal round. And something that we have found out through the course of this week, the halftime score does not mean a whole lot. Dort College leading McPherson 35-32. Let's take a break and be back with more from the Keter Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. This is the first of 4 games being played at the Keter Gym today. It was a full day yesterday. It was a full day the day before. Packing in 8 games each day. And we arrive at the quarterfinals, having watched about 24 games over the past 3 days. Let's take a look at the bracket. Following this one will be a 3 o'clock start time. St. Francis of Indiana, the only unseeded team left in the tournament, taking on the number 2 seed Oregon Tech's Hustlin' Owls. St. Francis 23-12, Oregon Tech 31-4. At 5 o'clock, it'll be Northwood of Florida 32-3 versus Northwest of Washington 29-4. That winner meets the winner of this contest Monday night at 6 o'clock in the semifinals. And then wrapping up the day, it'll be Davenport of Michigan taking on Cardinal Stritch, Wisconsin, 3 seed versus number 6 seed. That's at 7 o'clock this evening, Davenport versus Cardinal Stritch. Cardinal Stritch victorious over Briar Cliff last night, 55-50. By the way, that Northwest team out of Washington, the team that eliminated Northwestern yesterday at 4 o'clock, 83-74, Northwest over Northwestern. Let's take one more break and be back with second half action from Keter Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu, the Dort College Defenders. Leading McPherson at halftime 35-32. It'll be Dort College basketball when we resume play. Today's game broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual, the Insurance Association of Hull, and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Also made possible by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Men's Division II National Basketball Tournament quarterfinal round action. LaForner gets the inbound pass from Kyle Lindbergh, and we are underway with the second half. Pass comes right side over to Austin Kachi. Kachi to Lindbergh. Lindbergh left side, Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball on the wing. Gives it back over to Warner, top of the key. Right side, Kachi. Kachi deep on the right wing. Now Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Vogel. Vogel, spin move, puts it up off the glass. Good. Jordan Vogel with 6 points to our college with their biggest lead of the ballgame at 37-32. 19:30 remaining. Ball game. Bringing it up right side, Atwater. Atwater swings it over to Aaron Frazier. Frazier should be fresh. He didn't play much in the first half because of fouls. He'll put up the three. Missed it long. No good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by McPherson. Over to Atwater it comes. Atwater gives it up out front. Frazier played just 5 minutes in the first half of action. Comes back outside to Shivers. Shivers kicks it off left side, and he was passing. Faked Kachi up into the air, and they'll inbound on the left sideline. If Shivers goes up with that, he's shooting three. Instead, they're inbounding. 19:04 remaining. That's foul number one on Austin Kachi, by the way. Pass comes into Frazier. Frazier with the basketball back over to Atwater. Atwater with it out front. Atwater on the right wing. Atwater gives it up to Shivers. Shivers to Atwater. He's going to bowl his way into the lane. Underneath, kick out pass, and it is nearly saved in. It is saved in, but right to Dort College. Walterstorff ahead to Warner. Warner, layup attempt, no good. Rebound fought for, taken down by McPherson. Taken back by Lindbergh off the glass, no good. Fight for the basketball, and we've got a foul called over the top on Jordan Vogel. Vogel whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number two on him. Beg your pardon, foul number one. Did I say two? I can't recall. 18:36 remaining. Dort College misses a golden opportunity to go ahead by more than five. They lead right now 37-32. Bringing the basketball up is Atwater. Atwater passes left side, Frazier. Frazier guarded by Walterstorff, looking for a ball screen. He's going to drive in, puts it up, too strong, no good. But there for the rebound and the putback is Jake Reinhardt. Reinhardt with six. Dort College leads 37-34, and a charging foul called on Jordan Vogel. Vogel on the other end gets called for a charging foul, his second. No way! 18:14 remaining. Jordan Vogel has just picked up his second personal on a charge in the lane, and McPherson will inbound the basketball length of the floor in front of them. Vogel took it hard to the lane, hard to the basket. It appeared to me that the defender slid in late. Atwater has the basketball now for McPherson. McPherson trying to cut into what was a 5-point Dort College lead. They get it to Frazier. Frazier deep in the corner. Back out front, Atwater. Atwater guarded there by Warner. He'll step back, put up the two, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner across the timeline, stops, pops, three, left it short, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Walterstorff. Taps it over to Lindbergh. Kachi in the corner, three ball, get in there. Three-point basket, Austin Kachi. 40-36, Dort College leading by six. Driving the other way, Warner. Warner draws the charge on Aaron Frazier. That's number three on Frazier. Frazier gets called for the third personal foul of the game against him. Cliff Warner set up, took the charge, and McPherson uses their first timeout of the basketball game. Frazier will stay in the ballgame. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC on the community. Dort College basketball, Cliff Warner will bring it up. Bulldogs have called off their pressure. It's going to be zone defense. 1-2-2, we saw him play this yesterday as well. Pass comes left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Cliff. Cliff right side, Kachi. Kachi, Severs. Severs back over to Warner. Warner, three-pointer, too strong, no good. Rebound tap, controlled by Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Back over to Kachi. Kachi, three-pointer, no good. Rebound tap, controlled by Mike Atwater. Two missed threes by the defenders on that possession. Driving the other way, driving layup attempt, no good. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Cliff for the basketball. Cliff will bring it up. Lobs it over the top. Walterstorff underneath Severs. Severs, kick out pass Warner. Warner. Warner, short corner, Walterstorff. Walterstorff spins it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Bulldogs. McPherson with the basketball. Throwing it up. Lob pass. No good. Rebound taken away. Aaron Frazier missed it. Here comes Warner with the basketball. Warner driving in, dumps it off, Walterstorff, layup good. Count the basket, no call made, but Walterstorff finishes at the rim. 42-34, Dort College by 8. McPherson basketball. McPherson, Samson Shivers with it out front, 16-15 remaining. Long ways to go in this one, Reinhardt with it. Reinhardt passes right side over to Shivers. Shivers guarded by Kachi. Comes back. With it is Crawford. His shot in the lane is good. Crawford with 10, his season average. Dort College leads 42-36. Cliff for the basketball. Cliff Warner setting the offense. Passes over to Trevor Walterstorff. Right side it goes Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi looking into the corner. Warner. Warner gets it back on the left wing. Back over to Austin. Austin, ball fake, drives in. Reversal over to Lindbergh, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by McPherson. It'll be Dort College basketball. Tyler Walterstorff checking into the ballgame. Kyle Lindbergh checking out. New players in for McPherson as well. This will be Chris Crawford and Bruner. McPherson going with Aaron Frazier on the floor with three personal fouls right now. They get the ball into Walterstorff. Walterstorff in the wing. Gives it up Tyler Walterstorff. Tyler underneath Severs. Severs lay in good. Chris Severs with 5. Dort College leads 44-36. With the basketball, McPherson. McPherson right side Crawford. Crawford rolls it down low. Shot is blocked from behind, but muscling it up anyhow is number 5, Chris Crawford, for the 2-point basket. His first today. 6-point lead, Dort College, 44-38. Left side with it is Warner. Warner back over to Kachi. Kachi right side. Swing it top of the key, Walterstorff. Walterstorff slices in, gets it in the corner. Warner, Warner three-pointer, let it rain. Let it rain. Cliff Warner, another 3-point basket. Dort College leads 47-38. 15 for Warner on 5 three-pointers. Driving in is Shivers. Shivers puts it up in traffic, no good. But a foul on the play called on the Dort College defenders and Austin Kachi. Kachi has just picked up his second personal foul. Team foul number 4 on the defenders here in this half. Samson Shivers will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Shivers has taken 200 free throws this season and has made 153 now as he makes the first one. So Dort College leading 47-39 right now. 8-point advantage. Another free throw on the way for Shivers. Shivers is third point of the day. Second free throw is up. That one's good. So Shivers makes them both. He's got 4. And the Dort College lead is 47-40. McPherson showing full court pressure defense again. Bruner will work up with Warner. Pass goes left side Tyler. Tyler with the basketball. Gives it up Vogel. Vogel at the high post. Right side Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner looking. Gets it to Severs. Severs on the baseline underneath. Vogel, and Vogel is fouled on the play. Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. That's going to be on Samson Shivers. That'll be his first, I believe. And Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 14:31 left to play in the game. 47-40, Dort College by 7. They trailed by as many as 10 in the first half and by as many as 9 here in the second half. They've led by as many as 9, I should say. First free throw by Vogel is good. He's got 7. Another free throw on the way for Vogel, trying to make it a 9-point lead again for the defenders. This one's up, and this one's no good. Rebound controlled by McPherson. So Dort College not sharp from the free throw line today. 1 for 2 for Vogel that time. 3 for 5 for the day. With it on the right side is Frazier. Frazier dumps it down low. Crawford, and we've got a foul on the play called on Vogel. Jordan Vogel's just picked up his 3rd, and Kyle Lindbergh's going to have to check back into the game. So Vogel has just picked up his 3rd. Lindbergh checks back in. 48-40 our score. McPherson to throw it in. They get it in right side. Jordan Crawford. Crawford dumps it underneath Chris Crawford. His two-pointer is good. He's got four. Back to a six-point ball game, 48-42. Kyle Lindberg into the front court for the defenders. He hands it back over to Cliff. Cliff, 15-footer left side, good. Cliff Warner with 17. Dort College leads 50-42. With it on the right side is Adam Bruner. Bruner with the basketball back over to Frazier. Frazier guarded by Tyler Waltersdorf. He kicks it left side, Crawford. Crawford lost it. Picked up by Lindberg. Lindberg back over to Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf over to Warner. Warner into the front court. Warner with a head full of steam. Drives in. Shot is up. Blocking foul called on Chris Crawford. Crawford late in arriving. And Cliff will go to the free throw line to shoot two. That's foul number two on Chris Crawford. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Glad to have you along with me on this Saturday afternoon. An hour into this one, Dort College leading by eight. It's been a tense battle, as you would expect. Warner to shoot a pair. First free throw is up and down for Cliff. 18 for Cliff. Dort College leads by nine again at 51. 242, another free throw on the way for Warner. Can make it a double-digit lead for the first time today for Dort College. Warner's free throw is up and down. 10-point advantage for Dort College, 13:36 remaining ball game. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Atwater with it. He goes high post, left side to Hewitt. Hewitt back over to Frazier. Frazier cashes in the three-point basket. Aaron Frazier with eight. Dort College leads 52-45. Warner, left side, Lindberg. Lindberg thought about the three, back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball, he wants a ball screen. Gets it back over to Lindberg. Lindberg to Warner. Warner, top of the key. Lob pass over the top, Lindberg. Lindberg underneath. Waltersdorf, Tyler with a two-point basket. Tyler Waltersdorf with four. Dort College leads 54-45. Back the other way, Frazier. Guarded there by Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf not given any ground. Mason Hewitt with it at the free throw line. He comes back over to Chris Crawford. Crawford into the lane. Back over to Hewitt. Hewitt underneath. With it is Atwater. And Atwater is fouled on the play by Lindberg. And Kyle Lindberg has just picked up his third personal. We're going to have a heap of foul trouble here before this is all said and done if Dort College doesn't get back to good position defense. Atwater, free throws. He's a 46% free throw shooter. He's going to shoot a pair. First free throw by Atwater, no good. Kachi and Trevor Waltersdorf in. Kaiser and Lindberg are out. Kachi playing with two personal fouls. Atwater, another free throw, trying to trim it back to eight. Seavers, Kachi, the two Waltersdorfs and Warner on the floor for the defenders. Free throw by Atwater is up, and that one spins through, so he makes one of two. That's what he does most of the season. 46% free throw shooter, as I said earlier. 54-46. Inbounding the basketball, Tyler Waltersdorf. He hands it off. He gets the return pass now, bringing it up. He'll take it up against Jordan Crawford. Tyler hands it off back over to Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Kachi over to Tyler, Trevor Waltersdorf. Trevor with the basketball. Right side, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Austin with it. Left side, Trevor. Trevor against Frazier. His jumper is off of the rim. No good. Rebound taken down by Seavers. Seavers on the baseline. Back outside, Tyler. He squares up. Thought about the three. Decides against it. Tyler. Right side, Trevor. Trevor on the right wing. 12-11 left to go in the game. Trevor spins into the lane, puts it up, shot is good. Trevor with a two-point basket, he's got five. Dort College leads 56-46, and Trevor Waltersdorf that time just backed his man down, kept backing him down, and finished it at the rim. Atwater passes right side, Chris Crawford. Beg your pardon, that's Jordan Crawford. Now Frazier. Frazier, floater, off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Crawford. Shot no good. Fight for the basketball, and it goes down. And a foul on the play called on the defenders. Chris Crawford working the offensive glass relentlessly. And that foul's going to go on Dort College and number 35, Tyler Waltersdorf. 11:42 remaining, ball game. 56-48, free throw coming here for Crawford, a 60% free throw shooter. Crawford out of the deep knee bend. His shot is up and good. Three-point play for Crawford. He's got seven. Dort College leads 56-49. Inbounding is Tyler Walterstorff. Gets it into Trevor. Trevor back over to Tyler. Tyler with the basketball. He'll bring it up against Chris Crawford. Tyler, right side. They get it underneath Walterstorff against Frazier. Frazier to Tyler. Tyler back outside Kachi. Kachi drops it off for Trevor. Trevor on the left side. Back over to Warner. Warner, three-pointer off the bounce. No good. Rebound taken away by Jordan Crawford. Jordan Crawford, ahead it goes Frazier. Frazier with a head full of steam, and we've got a blocking foul called on the defenders. Wow, I thought he had traveled with it. He got a long step there, did Chris Crawford. And they're going to count the basket and send him to the free throw line. 56-51, Dort College leading. Crawford another chance at an old-fashioned three-point play. Tyler Walterstorff picks up his second personal in the process. Right now, McPherson just bullying their way back into the ballgame. And Crawford makes the free throw. He's now got 10, all of them in the second half. And the Dort College lead is 4, 56-52. They inbound the basketball to Trevor Walterstorff. Sean Kaiser will bring it up. Sean Kaiser gives it away to Cliff Warner, and Warner will take it across half court. Warner, right side, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi with it on the right wing. Kachi, right side, Walterstorff in the corner. Trevor with it. He'll drive in, puts it up, block, gets it back. Warner, 12 to shoot. Warner, lob pass down low, Severs. Severs, hook shot in the lane, no good, but a foul on the play. Late whistle, and Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Certainly appeared to me they waited until that ball rimmed out before they called the foul. So two free throws on the way for Severs. Severs with five. He'll go to the free throw line to try and get Dort College back in front by five or six. First one is up and good. Severs with six today. Dort College leads 57-52. Another free throw on the way for Severs. That foul, by the way, on Jake Reinhart was his second. 10:43 left to go in the game. Dort College is up by six, 58-52. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. Dort College up by 6, 58-52. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall. Member FDIC in the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. With the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Potty Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Dort College leads 58-52, 10:43 remaining in regulation. Inbounding the basketball, the McPherson Bulldogs. McPherson gets it inbounded. Samson Shivers will bring it up. Cliff Warner will guard him. Warner playing with two personals. Frazier with it, lob pass over the top, tipped and controlled, taken away by Kachi on the tip by Kaiser. Kaiser was able to get around and front the post. Pass comes right side, Kaiser. Kaiser, Walterstorff, Walterstorff with it, back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball, Kachi. Kachi, Kaiser, Kaiser left wing. Sean with it down to the baseline. Three players around him, back up front. Kachi, Kachi, three-pointer, in and out, no good. But for the rebound, though, is Walterstorff. Walterstorff in. Two-point basket. Trevor Walterstorff working the offensive glass. He's got seven. 60-52, Dort College by eight. McPherson basketball, left side with it is Jordan Crawford. Crawford, they jump out, try to jam him. He's going to step back, shoot the three, and it's good. Jordan Crawford with 13. Nobody got out on him. And the Dort College defenders lead 60-55. We're past the midpoint of the second half now. Kaiser goes right side, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball, Warner. Warner, right side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, left side, Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Severs. Spin left. There he is. And they're going to call a foul on McPherson and Jake Reinhart, his third. Dort College will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. McPherson still with one foul to give before they're in the bonus. The Dort College defenders, that is. Severs, if he spins to his over his right shoulder, that's what they're giving him right now. He needs to use that left hand if he can. Warner gets it inbounded to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Austin back out front, and the late pass is taken away. Here comes McPherson, layup good, and turnover results in a basket for Adam Bruner. 60-57, Dort College by three. This is where we started the half. Dort College built the lead to 10. McPherson has fought back. They've bullied their way into the lane, and they have used their physical play to cut the 10-point lead down to three. Tyler Waltersdorf is going to check into the ballgame. Austin Kachi will check out. 9:07 remaining, ballgame. 60-57, Dort College by three. Right now, the momentum, though, behind McPherson as they have scored 5 points in a row. Warner to inbound, and he tries to pass it in, and Frazier taps it away. Tough spot to inbound, down in the corner. Waltersdorf to throw it in. So Dort College throwing it in. Waltersdorf gets it in to Severs. Severs out front, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser drops it down low for Severs. Severs in traffic, puts it up, shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Jake Reinhardt, his fourth. And Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Dort College trying to match McPherson's physical play with physical play of their own. Free throws for Severs. Severs 3-for-4 today. 4-for-5. 8 points for Severs. Another free throw on the way for Chris Severs. 8:56 remaining. Trying to make it a 5-point game. Left it short. Won't go down. Rebound taken away by McPherson. 61-57. Dort College by four. McPherson basketball. Bruner. Bruner gives Frazier. Frazier with the basketball. Frazier drives in. Shot is no good. And he's called for charging. That's four on him. Foul number four on Aaron Frazier. He, in my estimation, is the best player on this team. He and Shivers. It's been Jordan Crawford and Chris Crawford doing the damage today. So Frazier's going to check out of the ballgame with 8 points. He's got four fouls. 8:41 left to play in the game. Dort College inbounds. Tyler Waltersdorf will bring it up. Tyler working against Jordan Crawford. Tyler with it on the right wing. The freshman hands it back over to Cliff. Cliff with the basketball. Cliff goes right side, Tyler. Tyler with the ball. Tyler picks up his dribble, goes high post Vogel. Vogel underneath Severs. Severs up and strong, good. Chris Severs with the 2-point basket. He's got 10. Dort College leads 63-57. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. With the basketball, left side is Bruner. Bruner steps back behind the three-point line, gives it back over to Shivers. Top of the key, three, won't go down. Rebound, though, taken down by McPherson's Mason Hewitt, but he steps on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Timeout on the floor, charge to McPherson. And Coach Schwarzengruber up off of the bench. He's upset. He's voicing his disapproval. He gets a timeout called, though, before anything further happens. And with 7:59 left to go in the game, Dort College basketball with a 6-point lead. Back with more after this. Dort College basketball, and it appears to me McPherson's going to try to crank up the pressure. They bring everybody into the front court, or their front court, Dort College's back court. Dort College's Tyler Waltersdorf will bring the basketball up against the pressure by Jordan Crawford. Now the return pass from Warner. Tyler with it on the right side. He's going to put up the 15-footer. Bang it down! 2-point basket for Tyler Waltersdorf. He has had a nice game today. 65-57, Dort College by 8. McPherson basketball. With it is Bruner. Bruner with the ball. He goes right side to Crawford. Jordan Crawford off the dribble. Gives right side. They go underneath Hewitt. Hewitt shot on the baseline, rims it in. Mason Hewitt with 4 points. Dort College leads 65-59. Again, it'll be Tyler Walterstorff bringing up the ball. Double team, gets it up front, Warner. Warner over the top, Severs. Severs back over to Walt. Walt, 15-footer, whispers it through. Trevor Walterstorff with 9 points, and the defenders lead 67-59. A couple of stops here would be great if you're a Dort College fan. Left side pass, it goes Crawford. Crawford underneath Hewitt. Hewitt, spin move, dumps it off, shot is good. Two-point basket for Hewitt. Hewitt makes it 67-61. He got the dump pass, actually, from Adam Bruner. Here's Warner. Warner into the lane. Ball down on the floor. And he never had the ball. He never had the ball. He never had the basketball. 6:38 left to go, and they grant him a timeout. And that dates back to Coach Schwarzendruber earlier, giving his disapproval on another call, I am certain. And now McPherson will have the basketball after the timeout. Let's take a 30-second break to compose ourselves. Back with more after this. It'll be McPherson basketball. You're listening to KDCR Shoe Center, 88.5 FM. On the floor for the defenders, Vogel, Severs, Warner, and the two Walterstorffs right now. Dort College leading 67-61. 6:38 remaining. Long ways to go in this one yet. A lot of time to be played. A lot of basketball to be played. Adam Bruner will bring it up. I still don't think McPherson had possession of that basketball when they were granted a timeout. They go right side. They'll put up a three, knuckleball, and it's good. Adam Bruner with the three-point basket. He's got 10, and it's 67-64. Back to a three-point advantage for the defenders. Tyler Walterstorff over to Vogel. Vogel spins into the lane. His 10-footer, no good. Rebound taken away by Walt off of the glass, no good. Tapped by Severs, no good. Tapped out by McPherson. They control it. McPherson with the basketball. On the left side is Samson Shivers. Shivers gives it back over to Bruner. Bruner with it at the top of the key. He hit a three moments ago. He's not their primary offensive threat, though. They go right side, Jordan Crawford. Crawford with the basketball. Crawford back over to Shivers. Shivers a long three, and he hit it. Samson Shivers knocks down the three, and we're tied 67-67. 5:41 left to go in the game. With the basketball is Trevor Walterstorff on the left wing. Walterstorff puts it on the floor hard, nothing there. Comes back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball, 5.5 remaining. He goes high post to Vogel. Vogel gives it back over to Warner. Warner down to the baseline. Warner inside, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Severs. Severs, 10-footer, good. Chris Severs with the two-point basket. He's got 12. Dort College back in front, 69-67. McPherson basketball. Down by two. They've hit a couple of long threes, though, most recently. With the basketball is Crawford. Crawford in the lane, rattles it, no good. Rebound taken away by Tyler. Tyler Walterstorff for the basketball. Tyler hands it off to Cliff Warner. Warner will take it across half court. They want to run a two-man game. Bounce pass down low. And with 4:47 left to go, Dort College turns it over on the bounce pass down low. 4:47 left to go, and they give a timeout to McPherson again. And that time, the ball player sliding across the floor to the baseline, and they grant him the timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. Dort College owns a 69-67 advantage. McPherson has the basketball. They've used two timeouts to maintain possession of the basketball after a Dort College turnover on the last couple of possessions. And now McPherson will bring it up. Bonus time for both teams from here on out as well. McPherson is not led here in the second half, and they throw it away. Trevor Waltersdorf ahead to Cliff Warner. He wants to press the issue. Cliff stops, pops, three, bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket by Cliff Warner. 22 for Warner, 72-67. Shivers, passes, left side Crawford. Crawford wants a ball screen. They don't give him one. They bounce pass it down low. Lindbergh holding his ground. Shot no good. Rebound fought for. Crawford comes down with it. Shot again no good. Rebound taken away by McPherson, and putting it up and down is Bruner, and Bruner has 12. 72-69. My goodness. 3:58 left to go in the game. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Dort College has timeouts left if they want to use one. Lindbergh, left side Kachi. I'd find Cliff if you can. Right side, Trevor Waltersdorf. Back over to Cliff. Cliff, right wing, Kachi. Kachi, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball. Waltersdorf into the lane. Slices in. Finger roll good. Two-point basket. Trevor Waltersdorf, he's got 11. Dort College leads 74-69. McPherson basketball, 3:25 left to go in the game. Out front with it is Bruner. Bruner with a basketball. Bruner gets a ball screen. Jumps it off. Shot is up and good for Hewitt. Hewitt with eight. He's averaging 3.7 points per game. He's got eight this afternoon. 74-71, 3:08 remaining. With the basketball out front is Warner. Cliff with it on the right wing. Cliff picks up his dribble. Over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi rolls it down low for Severs. Severs off balance shot. No good. Saved in by Lindbergh. Right to a McPherson player though. McPherson will bring it up. Taking it up is Bruner. Bruner passes left side Hewitt. Hewitt with the basketball. Hewitt with his team down three. He's going to put it on the floor. Drives into the lane. Puts it up. No good. Kick out pass. 2-point shot is up. No good. Rebound. Kachi, and Kachi is fouled. Chris Crawford commits his third. He climbs the back of Austin Kachi, and Kachi will walk the other way and shoot one and the bonus. 2:35 remaining in this basketball game. 74-71, Dort College by three. Cliff Warner. They're checking him for blood, and that's the only thing that'll cool him off right now. Vogel, Severs, Kachi, Warner, and Walt on the floor. That's Trevor Waltersdorf. Two free throws on the way for Kachi. Sophomore eyes it, flies it, too strong, no good. Here comes McPherson, down three. 2:30 and counting, ball game. Sampson Shivers out front. Shivers to Frazier. Frazier with the basketball. Frazier, left side Crawford for the tie. No, rebound Warner. Warner with the basketball. They'll back off on defense. 2:15 left to go in the game. Warner with the basketball. He's got it across the timeline. Warner, left side Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf on the wing. Waltersdorf, high post Severs. Severs, two-pointer, no good. Took it from 15, couldn't knock it down as it rattled. Rebound right side Crawford. Crawford driving in. Vogel not giving him any ground. Shot is off the glass, no good. There for the rebound, though. McPherson shot, no good. Rebound taken down by Severs. Severs with the rebound. He hands it off to Warner. 1:45 left to go. These two teams dead on their feet right now. The Dort College defenders want a timeout. Talk about gassed. Both teams right now riding the ponies as far as they'll go. 74-71, Dort College up. 1:42 remaining in this basketball game. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Haywarden, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. and also made possible by the Van England Home and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000. 142 remaining in this basketball game. Dort College's last 10-point lead was at the 13:36 mark. They were tied at 67-67. As McPherson outscored Dort College 25-15. And now with 142 remaining, Dort College has a 3-point advantage. Warner calling a set play. It looks like a zone put on here by McPherson. 20 seconds on the shot clock, 1:34 on the game clock. Warner will settle things down out front. Now McPherson will jump into a man-to-man. McPherson on the defense, Warner with the basketball. Warner in between the circles. He gets it high post to Severs. Severs back over to Warner. Warner, 17-footer, in and out, no good. Tapped by Walterstorff, good. Trevor Walterstorff climbs the ladder. He's got 13, 76-71. McPherson with the basketball out front. Shivers. Shivers. Kick out. Three on the way. Frazier. Frazier. No good. Rebound. Severs. Chris Severs with the rebound. Under a minute left to play in the game. Dort College by two possessions. Here comes Warner, and Warner is fouled on the play. Samson Shivers commits the personal foul in the backcourt. McPherson doing something that I'm in favor of, and that is, you don't let the clock wind down. You force the other team to make free throws. That is a mistake so many teams make. They wait too long if they're going to play the foul game. 1-1 for Warner. Up and down. 23 for Warner today. 77-71. Another free throw on the way, trying to make it a three-possession contest. Warner's free throw is up and good. 78-71. Into the front court with the basketball is Shivers. 47 seconds left. Shivers lost it. It's still rolling. It's down on the floor. Picked up by McPherson, and they call a timeout at half court. McPherson lost the basketball on the pass to the player coming off of the wing. The ball trickled out towards half court. Kaiser, I believe it was, gave chase. I believe it was Kaiser in the ballgame. Might have been Kachi. Gave chase out to the midcourt stripe. And as soon as the ball was picked up, McPherson was trapped in the corner, and they had to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to McPherson. Dort College 78, McPherson 71. Back with more after this. 41.5 seconds remaining. Dort College by 7. McPherson inbounding the basketball in front of the media table. That's the right-hand side as you face the McPherson basket. On the floor for the defenders, Kachi, Warner, Severs, Vogel, and Trevor Walterstorff. They get the ball inbounded to Chris Crawford. Crawford thought about the three. Back over to Shivers. The long three, got it. Samson Shivers with the three-point basket. He's got 10, 78-74. He hit that one from well beyond the three-point line. His second, as he dials it up from long distance. And the North College defenders with a four-point lead at 78-74. Timeout on the floor. Charge to McPherson. Back with more after this. Dort College by 4, 78-74, 35.8 seconds left. Dort College with the basketball. Dort College shooting double bonus free throws from here on out. Pass inbounded, intended for Austin Kachi. Cliff Warner got knocked to the floor on the play. Shot clock nearly not a factor, and it's not going to be. Dort College gets it inbounded. My guess is McPherson's going to foul immediately. They get the ball inbounded to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball, and he's fouled in the backcourt by Adam Bruner. Bruner commits the personal. Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line to try and put Dort College back up by 6. 33 ticks to the clock remaining. 24 for Cliff today. 13 each for Chris Severs and Trevor Walterstorff. Warner's free throws, double bonus. First one is up, no good. That's a rarity. Warner was a perfect 4-for-4 up to this point. 112 for 130 for the season. Another free throw on the way for Cliff, trying to make it a 5-point ball game. They're all big at this point. Still a two-possession ball game, no matter what happens. Second free throw is up, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by McPherson. McPherson up the floor quickly. Frazier trying to make it a one-point game. He does. Frazier makes it a one-point ball game. Austin Kachi with the basketball in the backcourt. And Kachi calls for a timeout. 23.2 seconds remaining. Aaron Frazier just hit a three to make it a one-point game, 78-77. No lead is safe at the NAI Division II Men's National Basketball Tournament this afternoon. North College has not trailed here in the second half. They'll have to inbound the ball one more time, and my guess is if they get it inbounded, McPherson will commit a foul. If North College doesn't get it inbounded, McPherson will have the basketball with an opportunity to take the lead. 23.2 seconds remaining. North College leading, 78-77. Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000 by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. North College has shot, well, heading into the final 10 minutes of the contest, they had shot 13 free throws, had converted 9 of them. They are currently, they've shot 20, and they have converted 9, 11, 12 of them. North College inbounding, Jordan Vogel to throw it in. Vogel gets it inbound. No, it goes through the hands of Austin Kachi out of bounds. It'll be McPherson basketball. McPherson putting the pressure on Vogel, zipped it at Austin Kachi, and Kachi had it go through his hands. Out of bounds on the baseline. North College still with a one-point lead. McPherson inbounding on the baseline. Samson shivers to trigger it. 23.2 seconds remaining. They run Frazier off of a screen. They get it out front. With the basketball is Reinhardt. Reinhardt to Frazier. Frazier might hold it for the final shot. He's going to drive in. Kicks into the corner. Three is on the way. Good. 14.6 seconds left to go. Samson shivers with the three-point basket. Trevor Walterstorff into the front court. Walterstorff with it. Walterstorff out front. Kachi. Kachi three. They're going to wave it off and say there was a timeout with 7.4 remaining. 80-78, what a turn of events for the Dort College defenders. Not that long ago, they were up 78-71. Three straight threes, though, by McPherson. And now Dort College is down by two with 7.4 seconds remaining. Today's broadcast is made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. North College is down two, 80-78. 7.4 seconds remaining. They are in the double bonus. Well, North College tensing up here in the last couple of minutes. They had a couple of missed free throws and a turnover in the backcourt. And now it comes down to Dort College inbounding with 7.4 seconds remaining. Tyler Walterstorff, Trevor Walterstorff, Austin Kachi, Chris Severs, and Cliff Horner to inbound the basketball. It'll be Tyler Walterstorff throwing it in. So Dort College to throw it in right in front of me. Tyler Walterstorff looking, gets it out front, no, it's stolen. 5 seconds left, McPherson steals it, that's the ball game. 2.3 seconds left, Dort College has to commit a foul. And just like that, McPherson has taken control of the game and with two made free throws here can seal it. So McPherson, free throws coming for Chris Crawford. Dort College, the inbounds pass went towards the half-court circle. And Dort College is going to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. Back with more after this. Tyler Walterstorff was called for his third foul. Chris Crawford will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. 2.3 seconds remaining. If he makes both, it's over. If he makes the first, he earns the second, and it's a three-point ball game at that point. Right now, it's a two-point game, one-and-one opportunity. Dort College down two. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. It bounced off of the front iron and dropped through, and he can seal it here. 11 points for Chris Crawford, all of them in the second half. Dort College had their chances. This one's up. That one's good. Four-point ball game, and it's over. Ball comes into Kachi. Kachi lets fly, and that's the ball game. 82-78. McPherson comes from behind to defeat Dort College in the quarterfinal round by four, 82-78. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And the season comes to a close in dramatic fashion for the Dort College defenders as they lose a seven-point lead up 78-71. McPherson scores the final 11 points of the ballgame on three straight threes and then a couple of free throws to seal it. And that's your final, 82-78, McPherson over Dort College. Let's take a break. Back with more after this. Heartbreak for the Dort College defenders today. 82-78 the final. Dort College falls by a final of 82-78 in the quarterfinals. The Dort College defenders see their season end at 30-5, while McPherson advances on to the semifinals at 33-3. This one happened in dramatic fashion. Dort College with a lead in the second half, 52-42. At the 13:36 mark, but McPherson bullied their way back into the ballgame using physical play in the paint. And then they got hot on three-pointers, and then it was a fight. Dort College up 78-71 late. That was with less than a minute and 42 left to go. In that series of events, though, Dort College surrendered a three. They missed the front end of a one-and-one. They missed a pair of free throws, and they turned the ball over. All that a recipe for allowing McPherson to come back and take it 82-78. The Dort College defenders led this afternoon by Cliff Warner's 24 points unofficially. I had Chris Severs down with 12 and Trevor Walterstorff with 11. For the McPherson Bulldogs, credit them with the comeback. They got 13 points from Samson Shivers. He had three threes in the second half. Aaron Frazier also had a three. He had 11. He was plagued by foul trouble most of the contest. And 13 for Jordan Crawford unofficially. Chris Crawford had 12 points, all of his in the second half. And he was part of that physical crew for McPherson that took advantage of several offensive rebounds to score the victory this afternoon, 82-78. So McPherson advances on to the semifinals on Monday night. They'll meet the winner of the Northwood Northwest contest. That'll be played at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College defenders fall by a final score of 82-78 in the quarterfinal round of the NAI Division II Men's National Basketball Tournament. McPherson College advances on to the semifinals on Monday night at 6 o'clock. Here are the numbers. Dort College, 28-58 from the floor, 48.3%, 9-for-19 on three-pointers, 47.4%, 13-of-22 on free throws, 59.1%. Dort College typically a 70% free throw shooting team. Dort College out rebounded by McPherson, 37-30. Turnovers, Dort College 13, McPherson 15. For McPherson, they were 31-of-63 from the floor. That comes out to 49.2%. 9-of-21 on threes, 42.9%. And 11-of-13 on free throws. They took full advantage of their free throw attempts for 84.6%. Individually, Dort College led by Cliff Warner, 24 points, 7 of 13 from the floor, 6 of 10 on threes. He was 4 for 6 on free throws. He also had 3 assists and a steal. Trevor Walterstorff, 13 points, 6 of 13 from the floor. Five offensive rebounds, two defensive. He ends up with seven rebounds total. Chris Severs with 13 total points. He had six rebounds. 7 points for Jordan Vogel, eight for Austin Kachi. Six for Tyler Waltersdorf. Four for Kyle Lindberg. And three for Sean Kaiser. For McPherson, they had five players in double digits. Jordan Crawford with 14, 5 for 16 from the floor. 13 for Samson Shivers. He was 4 of 7. Aaron Frazier, 11. Chris Crawford, 11. 12 for Adam Bruner. 6 for Jake Reinhart. 5 for Mike Atwater. 8 for Mason Hewitt. 2 for Joey Powers for their total of 82 points. Jordan Crawford had 10 rebounds. He led all players. 5 rebounds for Samson Shivers. 4 for Mike Atwater. 3 assists for Jordan Crawford. 2 each for Aaron Frazier. I beg your pardon, 4 for Adam Bruner. Steals. Adam Bruner had 3. Mason Hewitt had 2. 3 steals for Kyle Lindberg for the defenders. 2 for Trevor Waltersdorf. 3 assists each for Lindberg, Waltersdorf, and Cliff Warner. 82-78, Dort College falls by 4. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. Well, this one could take a while before Coach Ross Dalma makes his way out of the locker room, but rest assured we will wait until he makes his way out of the locker room before we sign off. We have to get his thoughts on the game and, more importantly at this point, I would say his thoughts on the season as a whole, if we can try to put that in perspective after a stinging loss today. Still to come at 3 o'clock, St. Francis of Indiana versus Oregon Tech. Right on schedule for that, 3 o'clock tip time. 5 o'clock, it'll be Northwood versus Northwest. And at 7 o'clock, it'll be Davenport of Michigan versus Cardinal Stritch. The Monday semifinal has McPherson taking on either Northwood or Northwest. The 8 o'clock semifinal has Davenport versus Cardinal Stritch. The winner of the Davenport-Cardinal Stritch game and the winner of the St. Francis-Oregon Tech game playing. Let's take another break. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders see their season come to a close in the quarterfinal round of the NAI Division II Men's National Basketball Tournament. Coach Ross Dalma has made his way out of the locker room. And, Coach, disappointing loss to say the least. A game where you felt like you were probably in control of things. 2 minutes left to go in the contest, and then things turned, and a series of events leads to a win for McPherson over your team in the quarterfinal round today.
Yeah, Mike, I thought I played a great second half, minus the final 2 minutes. I thought our guys were really tough, really focused in, and just a couple poor series of events there in the final minute 47 where we just, you know, weren't able to seal the game. Lost track of a couple shooters, the two best players, you know, we just didn't guard. Had a couple poor inbounds passes, and that's really, you know, that's really the bulk of it. Very disappointing. I know we got some kids, obviously, that are hurting really bad right now, and a lot of kids, you know, blaming themselves for various mistakes in the final 47, but overall, this team has played, obviously, very well this season and have executed those situations to a T, and I really feel bad for them that they don't have the opportunity to play on Monday and, you know, play in the final four. I think they're deserving of it. We obviously had our opportunity and just could not seal it off.
A physical McPherson team, and that really gave you troubles, it seemed, especially on the offensive boards at times in the first half and in the second half. That's how they started their rally, was just bullying their way in the paint, and your team tried, but that's where they started their comeback.
Yeah, we really did a poor job of keeping a couple of their kids off the offensive glass, Jordan Crawford in particular, and we knew that coming in that he would be a handful there, and just weren't able to do it. that gave him some momentum, some confidence, and unfortunately there was still a little bit of clock left for them to execute that comeback. And, you know, they had hit some tough shots, too. I mean, they were open, and we dropped the ball defensively where some of our guys just missed, but they had hit shots, too, and they did. And, they're advancing because they did that.
Moving beyond this game, you say farewell to one senior. You're going to lose one player out of the roster by natural attrition, I would say, that being graduation. T.J. Malone, let's move beyond this game. Talk a little bit about what he meant to this team and what he brought to your program for the last 2 years.
You know, we talked in the locker room afterwards to T.J. and Dustin Kachi, and you know, T.J. is a guy who came 2 years ago to us, and he didn't know Dort College. He didn't know Sioux Center, Iowa, and he trusted us, and he believed, in the fact that we thought we'd be able to put a good team together, and he'd have the opportunity to play on a good team. And he's a great kid. He gets along well with his teammates. You saw here the last two games where he played some good basketball for us. He really helped us out. And I thought in the first half he sparked us. We were down 18 to 8, and he came in and made some hustle plays and got some things going for us. And he's a great kid, majoring in business. Plan is to go back to Chicago and look for a job there, but I think he's better off for being at Dort, and I know we certainly are for having him here.
You talked about Dustin Kachi, the fact that he served as a student assistant this year for your team. Did some of those things that, as a head coach, are big for you, but go unnoticed by a lot of folks. Sometimes a thankless position there.
You know, Dustin's just a great kid with a great heart. And getting married this summer, recently got engaged and moving on. And he's really matured in the 3 years that I've got to know him. Just an outstanding young man who does a lot of the selfless acts behind the scenes, as you mentioned, for our team. And our guys really, really appreciate Dustin and think very highly of him. He's a great encourager. He's a great supporter of his teammates. And those two guys, TJ and Dustin, their personalities were every bit as important as every other personality that we have. When a team comes together, it's just everybody giving a little bit of themselves. And unfortunately, those two guys, their time with in our program is over. And that's really too bad.
We aren't going to talk about next year. Let's talk about this year. What improvements did you see in this team from when you started things way back in October to this part of the year, both on the court and off the court?
Well, I just think, just knowing we could win. You know, we thought we could. We felt we would be able to, but really going out and winning some games, tough games and tough places, you got to do it before you say you're good. You know, and I thought our guys were able to pull that off. We got off to a great start and, got a lot of publicity for that. I thought our guys handled that very well. It's really the first time Dort had, basketball-wise, had gone through that, where you start 15-0 and then the pressure kind of mounts. But I'm really happy with the way our kids handled that part of it. Never got too high, never got too low, and just kept battling and just doing the things that that we do. And you credit that to their steady personalities.
Coach, we would have loved to have been playing on Monday, and you and I have been involved in athletics long enough to know that you're going to have a win and you're going to have a loss when two teams line it up. It wasn't to be this year. I think I speak for the entire Dort College community when I say thank you for the work you've done this year, for the work put into leading up to this year in terms of putting together this team that was built for a run in the national tournament. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of time away from family activities as well, and you did those things, and I think I speak for the entire Dort College community when I say thank you for the work you've done.
Mike, I appreciate that, and our kids appreciate the support that we had. And we obviously feel bad for our players, but we had a great following here, and we would have loved to play it on Monday night. It's been a very memorable season, historic season for Dort College, and it's going to take a little bit for this to heal, but I know that
going forward. We're going to continue to try to build on some of the things that we've done here the past 3 years and continue to put together a good team that Door can be proud of.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dalma. You're listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. That's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon from the men's NAIA Division II National Basketball Tournament. North College falls by a difficult 82-78 final margin. It was there for the taking, but the North College defenders unable to seal it and play on Monday. Instead, their season comes to a close. A historic, as Coach Ross Dalma said, an historic 30-5 season. A school record, 30 wins, and a school record for winning percentages. And they also match the best finish for a Dort College basketball team at the NAIA National Tournament. So congratulations to Coach Dalma and all of the Dort College Defender men's basketball players and those associated with the program. A thank you to our listeners for hanging with us through the thick and thin this season. We appreciate the fact that you tuned in on KDCR 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We'll have some baseball broadcasts coming up in a few weeks. But for right now, we're going to sign it off. Our final score once again, McPherson 82, Dort College 78. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.